Welcome to Moment of Truth with Brother Chris. This program is designed to bring you God's undiluted truth that will transform your life and prepare you for the kingdom of God.
Dear friends, I bring you greetings in the name of Jesus. Hear me. It doesn't matter what you are passing through right now. I want you to know that the Almighty God kept you alive till today because He has a plan for you. And I know that He will do something in your life as you listen to His word today. My name is Brother Chris, and I welcome you to the Moment of Truth. Please let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for today and for the word we are about to hear. I ask that you speak directly to everyone listening to this broadcast and let your word perform a miracle according to their needs. In Jesus' name, amen. Today, I shall be sharing a message titled, This Same Jesus, This Same Jesus. Over 2,000 years ago, God sent His only begotten Son to this world. The world experienced what it has never seen before, and the world has never remained the same ever since. This begotten Son of God did not come the usual way people come into this world because He was born of a virgin mother. He did and said what nobody has ever said or done before, whether those that were before Him or those that were born after Him. And God anointed His only begotten Son with the Holy Ghost and with power, and He went about doing good. He touched the lives of people around Him in such a way that they never forgot Him. And the name of that begotten Son of God is Jesus Christ. It is true that it has been over 2,000 years since Jesus came. And it is also true that Jesus is no longer physically present in the world today. But I have come to let you know, my dear friends, that Jesus has not changed and will never change. The Bible tells us this clearly in the book of Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8. Hebrews 13 verse 8. And I read, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. This means that what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, He will still do today. And what He said 2,000 years ago, He will still say today. Jesus is the Lord, and He changeth not. In today's broadcast, we shall be looking into some of the things that Jesus said and did when He was physically here on earth, so that we can also know what to expect from Him today. The first thing we shall look into that Jesus did when He was here on earth is caring for the poor. Caring for the poor. Jesus was very concerned about the poor. He brought so much hope to them and spent more time preaching to them than to any other group of persons. He cared about their hunger, their tears, and suffering. And in two occasions, He multiplied fish and bread so that He could feed them. Jesus spoke about the poor in the Gospel of Luke chapter 6, verse 20 to 23. Luke 6, 20 to 23. And He says, Blessed be the poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are ye that hunger now, for ye shall be filled. Blessed are ye that weep now, for ye shall laugh. He said this because He wanted them to know that because they are poor did not mean that God didn't care about them. So if you are listening to me and you are poor, you are wretched, you are hungry, then I want you to know that Jesus cares about you because He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Another thing that Jesus did when He was here physically is healing the sick. When Jesus walked on the streets of Jerusalem and Capernaum, He healed those who had different types of sicknesses and diseases. It didn't matter what type of sickness. It didn't matter for how long that person had been sick. Jesus healed them all. We see this in the Gospel of Luke chapter 4, verse 40. Luke 4, verse 40. And He says, Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with diverse diseases brought them unto Him, and He laid His hand on every one of them and healed them. There were those with incredible sicknesses that were healed by Jesus. There were those that doctors have tried everything they could and failed who were healed by Jesus. The Bible tells us about the woman with the issue of blood. She was healed. The Bible tells us also about the man who was paralyzed for 38 years. He was also healed. We read about the blind Bartimaeus. Jesus healed him. There are uncountable persons recorded in the Bible that had sicknesses and diseases which were healed by Jesus. And since Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then I want you to know that he still heals the sick. He has the same power today to do what he did 2,000 years ago. So whatever may be your sickness, my dear listener, this same Jesus will touch you today. Another thing that Jesus did when he was physically here on earth is delivering those oppressed by the devil. The Bible says in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. This is talking about people who have spiritual problems, people troubled and tormented by evil spirits. Jesus delivered all of them from the oppression of the devil. The Bible talks about a man who was possessed by the spirit of madness and was delivered by Jesus. We also read about the young man who was oppressed by the spirit of epilepsy. This spirit of epilepsy throws him into fire or water, causing injuries and embarrassment. But Jesus delivered him from this demonic oppression. And since Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then I want to let you know, my dear friend, that he can deliver you today from every demonic oppression and possession. The next thing we shall look into that Jesus did when he was physically here on earth is preaching about the kingdom of heaven. The Bible says in the book of Matthew chapter 4, verse 17, from that time, Jesus began to preach and say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." When Jesus was here on earth, he spent so much time preaching and teaching about heaven. He told his disciples what heaven was all about. He taught them what someone must do to enter into the kingdom of heaven. He went further to use different parables to illustrate things about the kingdom of heaven. As a matter of fact, everything that Jesus did and said when he was physically here on earth was about the kingdom of heaven. In Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21, Jesus told his disciples not to lay their treasures on earth, but in heaven. He said this because wherever someone's treasure is, that is where that person's heart will also be. And he wanted the hearts of his disciples to be on heaven. He wanted them to know that heaven is real and hell is real. He wanted to show them how to live their lives and make heaven at last. He told his listeners to repent because the kingdom of heaven was near. And because Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then I want you to know, my dear listener, that Jesus is still interested that you and I make heaven where we die. He still wants us to repent because the kingdom of heaven is near. He still wants our hearts to be centered on things concerning the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, do not be deceived by pastors nowadays who only preach about prosperity and how to make it in this world. The last thing we shall look into that Jesus did when he was on earth was forgiving sinners. The Bible recorded that there was no sinner who came to Jesus that Jesus did not forgive his or her sins. In Matthew chapter 9, verse 13, Jesus said, "I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners unto repentance." And so when Jesus met a woman caught red-handed in adultery, he forgave her her sin and said to her, "Go and sin no more." When Jesus met a known sinner called Zacchaeus, he also forgave him his sin and said to him, "Today, salvation has come into your house." Even when Jesus was on the cross and met a condemned criminal, he forgave him his sin and said to him, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Jesus forgave sinners their sins, but we always say unto them, "Sin no more." And since Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, then I want you to know that he can forgive you of your sin. Whether it is the sin of lying, stealing, fighting, gossip, or whether it is the sin of hatred, unforgiveness, malice, backbiting, or whether it is the sin of fraud, 419, examination malpractice, or the sin of cultism, kidnapping, ritual killing, or visiting native doctors, or whether it is the sin of fornication, adultery, or masturbation, pornography, or whether it is sin of divorce, abortion, lesbianism, or homosexuality, whatever sins you have committed, my dear friends, Jesus can forgive you today. But you must first repent and turn away from that sin. The Bible says in the book of Proverbs, chapter 28, verse 13, Proverbs 28, verse 13, that God will show mercy only to those who confess their sins and forsake them. So my dear listener, I present to you this same Jesus, the Jesus that heals the sick, the Jesus that delivers the oppressed, the Jesus that forgives sins, the Jesus that sets free the captives, this Jesus that raises the dead, the Jesus that is coming soon for those that believe in him and are living in holiness and righteousness. This same Jesus gave his life for the sin of the whole world. He was crucified, but he rose from the dead, and today he's alive and is seated on the right hand of God. And whatever your situation is, this same Jesus will touch you. If you are sick, he will heal you. If you are oppressed by the devil, he will set you free. If you are living in sin, he will forgive you. But you must repent and call upon him. Calling upon Jesus means putting your trust on him with all your heart and then using your mouth to call his name. The Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 13, Romans 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. You can call on Jesus right now and right there where you are. Ask him to forgive you your sin and ask him to show you mercy. You can say this prayer after me. Almighty God, I come to you today. I am a sinner. I am sorry for my sins. Please forgive me. I turn away from my sins today. I will never go back. I believe that Jesus is the Son of God who died and rose for my sins. Lord Jesus, I call upon you today. Heal me. Deliver me. Save me. Thank you, Lord. If you said this prayer sincerely with all your heart, then I want to assure you that God has forgiven you, because God has promised that anyone that comes to him, he will not cast away. But you must never go back to those sins anymore. Now let me pray for you. Heavenly Father, I present everyone who has called on the name of Jesus before you. Father, show them mercy and forgive them their sins. Lord Jesus, give them the power to become sons of God. I pray that you give them peace and assurance of salvation. In the name of Jesus, I deliver everyone being held captive by the devil. I demand their freedom. By the power in the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I cancel every addiction, every affliction, every sickness, every problem in their lives. In the name of Jesus, I bind the devil behind those problems and I command it to go out and never come back. I declare freedom and blessing for everyone listening to this broadcast. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen and amen. I believe that God has touched your life. But in case you still want to reach me for questions or counseling, or you want to tell me what God has done, please feel free to call. The number to dial is 090-994-88333. That is 090-994-88333. God bless you.